WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A partial government shutdown is scheduled to begin in 1 hour, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced on the floor that Democrats and Republicans have reached an agreement that will allow them to vote on the continuing resolution before the midnight deadline. The House passed the short-term funding bill earlier, with Senator Schumer pointing out
the disaster relief, which was bigger. President asked for 117. We got 100. We kept the government open. And we didn't get the debt ceiling. So there were three major victories. We didn't get everything we wanted. But I think if you look at the vote in the House, people felt pretty good. It was virtually unanimous.
Investigators in Germany are trying to figure out why a man drove his car through a Christmas market in Magdeburg, killing two people and injuring over 60 others. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
German officials had warned people to be vigilant at Christmas markets, which are popular for holiday gift shopping and family outings. And it's 8 years, almost to the day, since a terror attack on the Berlin Christmas market, which left 12 people dead.
This holiday period, a record number of travelers are expected to make their way through Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Some tips from officials here at the airport and also some other travel experts. They say to pack your patience. They know that lines will be long. If it's a domestic flight, try to get there 2 hours before your flight. If it's an international one, then 3 hours before. They also say that if you are expected to hit the road, make sure you get up on that gas and fill up the night before you make it your way to that respected destination.
Major airports in the Northeast could be impacted by bad weather this weekend. Winter weather advisories are in effect from the Great Lakes into the Mid-Atlantic region. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Warming up a little bit heading into Christmas Eve, that's a problem on both coasts. Strong system coming into the West Coast, and that traverses the country. Also in the Southern Plains, up the Northeast, rain and another wet snow event here in the Northeast come Christmas Eve. Reminder, tomorrow is the winter solstice, so it's the shortest day of the year. Also the coldest so far this year for a lot.
The top U.S. official in charge of freeing Americans held overseas visits Damascus for the first time since the fall of the Assad regime. Roger Karstens is leading the search for American journalist Austin Tice.
You'd almost think that if you were running a country and you wanted to jail your enemies, you'd have one prison and it wouldn't be secret. But to have like 35 or 40 secret prisons, I find that just horrifying, disturbing, and yet in a way fascinating.
You can see Margaret Brennan's exclusive interview with Roger Karstens Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation. Starbucks workers begin strikes that could spread to hundreds of U.S. stores by Christmas Eve. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Jordan Love says he's good to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice this weekend, getting ready for Monday Night Football after suffering a knee injury in September and later a groin injury. Now, in late December, quarterback Jordan Love was asked how he's feeling heading into this week's game against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better physically, you know, not really dealing with any lingering injuries. So it feels good being out there, and, you know, it definitely helps being 100% and not having to worry about anything being out there on the field.
The Packers 13.5-point favorites over New Orleans. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Then tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Washington Wizards. The Badgers basketball team hosts the Detroit Mercy Titans Sunday at 1 p.m. Badgers center Stephen Crowell on improving after a rough start to the season.
I just got to keep giving credit to my teammates and my coaches pushing me these past few weeks, and just being coachable, I think, is the big thing. You can't point fingers. You got to look yourself in the mirror and just figure it out.
That's the Badgers Stephen Crowell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All six episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 0 to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20, and a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the low 30s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s, dry and mid-30s for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Right now it's 3.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, a simple way to reduce the burden on property taxpayers. Have the legislature go back to paying its fair share for special education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
It's brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend. And also tonight at midnight, 1 a.m., 1:51, 1:21. Now that's Pacific time, so that would be a little earlier for you on the East Coast and in between, is the shortest day of the year. This is, of course, you know, why back in the day, I learned this when I lived in Germany, and we went out in the forest and they clipped these real candles all over this giant pine tree. And then we went out and sang Christmas carols with the horses and a donkey and a bunch of dogs and a whole bunch of kids on the side of a mountain. And, you know, the story that I heard was back in the day, I mean, you know, like thousands of years ago, they had these calendar stones, and the smartest guy, the leader of the tribe, knew when the shortest day of the year was coming. And so on the shortest day of the year, they'd go out and they'd light a tree on fire, the highest tree they could find on top of the mountain, set that tree on fire, and he'd say, "Sun, reignite!" And the next day would be a little longer, and the day after that a little longer, and all the people would go, "He did it again!" Yeah. Okay, well, we have our little solstice tree right here on in the studio. We have a lot to talk about today. How oligarchy works, who wins and who loses. I want to get into that. Also, why President Musk wants and Trump want a shutdown, his sidekick, Donald Trump. Also, why is President Musk endorsing the German neo-Nazi party? I'm kind of scratching my head on that. In the second hour of our program, Joe Biden says student debt cancellation is coming for public servants. And in the third hour of our program, a scientific breakthrough alert. Has the mystery of long COVID been solved? Is help on the way? We'll see. But some interesting stuff about inflammation and things like that. So, a lot to talk about. I'm going to start actually with the news. You know, the stuff that's in the news right now, which is the shutdown. And there's a couple of things that you need to know. The first is the big picture issue. And I'm going to make a prediction here just because, you know, I've only seen this movie about 100 times now. Well, actually, probably 15 or 20 times since Newt Gingrich first rolled into Congress. And I think it was 1996, might have been 94. But here's my prediction. The Republicans actually love shutting down the government because they think that, you know, they're operating on the old David Koch thing, you know, that the only function, the only legitimate function of government is running the military, the police, and the courts, and the courts to protect the interests of billionaires and the police, of course. And everything else, you know, education, health care, environmental protections, all that other stuff is all should be done by private industry. And so, you know, in all probability, they will shut down the government. But the imperative that the Republicans have, if they do shut down the government, is to blame it on Democrats. So in the House, that's going to be kind of difficult
because, you know, the Republicans have a majority in the House, and they had cut this deal with Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer over in the Senate, and whoever, you know, I'm assuming Mitch McConnell, whoever is leading the Senate Republicans, probably John Thune was in on it, as he's going to take that role in January. And so if they can't pass, you know, a resolution through the House, then the Republicans get blamed. That's just, you know, so I predict that the Republicans in the House of Representatives will get their caucus together and they will pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded. It'll be obscene. It'll, you know, do away with the debt ceiling. It will, well, I've got a whole list of things here I'm going to go through with you in just a minute. But I think it'll pass. And the reason why is because then it goes to the Senate, which Democrats control. And this is going to be such a terrible continuing resolution. It's going to be bad enough that they can get all the Cokehead caucus, you know, the so-called Freedom Caucus, on board, the guys who owe their allegiance to the Koch network. They're going to get them on board. That's how bad it'll be, right? These are the people who always vote against continuing resolutions. And so if they pass this thing out of the House, it goes to the Senate. And in the Senate, Chuck Schumer's going to look at it and say, no way. And at that point, the Republicans are going to flood the media saying, Chuck Schumer refuses to keep the government open. And suddenly the blame is on the Democrats. We'll see. This is my prediction. I've been wrong before. And cooler heads may prevail, but I'm not holding my breath. So what's the real reason that Elon Musk decided 13 hours before Donald Trump said a word, President Musk decided that he did not like the budget deal that had been worked out between Democrats and Republicans? Well, here's one section of the bill. This is a description of this provision in the bill from the New York Times. It criminalizes the publication of non-consensual intimate visual depictions, in other words, revenge porn, including deep fake photography, and requires social media platforms, that would be Elon Musk's X, to have staffing and procedures in place to remove the content after being notified by a victim. Musk does not want to spend the money to hire people to work at X to delete revenge porn and AI porn. So he's like, you know, this is going to cost me money. Kill the bill. So now that they have, you know, killed the bill, let's take a look at what was in the bill. These are the things that caused Democrats to say, okay, we'll vote for this thing. And by the way, you know, there was one thing that got stripped out of the bill before, and Democrats went along with this, and that is not continuing the high levels of funding for the IRS. So it looks like no matter what happens next year, billionaires don't have to worry about getting audited because the IRS is going to have to lay off a whole bunch of auditors. But here are the things that were in the bill and that got removed. The first is a $190 million program to fund research into childhood cancer and support children with cancer. I mean, this is craziness, right? This was the Gabriella Miller Kids First Research Program. It was created in memory of a 10-year-old girl who died from a brain tumor. And I mean, this is just terrible, number one. And it's only $190 million. I mean, this is about how much money Elon Musk makes in about 2 hours. Secondly, Americans investing in China, including renewable energy batteries and electric vehicles. In other words, they don't want funding. You know, Elon Musk does not want any American car company other than Tesla to be operating in China. Number three, bipartisan pharmacy benefit administration reform requiring big insurance companies to divest any pharmacy holdings that allowed them to jack up prices. That particularly means CVS. Number four, refunds for stolen food stamp cards. And finally, extension to health care. They also, of course, want the debt ceiling to be raised so that they can give another big tax cut to billionaires. Musk killed this with a whole bunch of lies. He never said, I don't want this thing because it's going to cost me money over an X. Instead, he claimed that the bill contained a 40% pay increase for Congress, which was a lie. He said it would prevent Republicans from investigating the January 6th committee, which is a lie. He said it would fund the bioweapons labs, and that's a lie. And he said it would pay for a new stadium for the NFL's Washington Commanders. All of these are not true. But, you know, hey. It also cut, and now they also cut out of it funding to extend the World Trade Center health program, which was providing funding for health care for 9/11 first responders and survivors. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, says, never forget, aren't just words in New York, they're a promise. Yeah, and she's totally opposed to this. And they also cut funding for detection of breast and cervical cancer and research on sickle cell anemia. After all, that's just women and black people. And the provisions to combat deep fake porn, I mentioned that. They also removed funding to combat opioid abuse and regulations meant to put guardrails on pharmacy benefit managers, which is a big win for UnitedHealthcare. Now, Rick Wilson, the former Republican strategist, is telling Democrats, show no mercy. Let them shut down the government. Let them take responsibility for it. But like I said, there is a way that they can do this and blame Democrats in the Senate on it, for it. And I'm fully expecting that they are going to do that. If they don't do that, it's going to be an interesting challenge for them. Okay, on the other side of the break, I want to share with you my how oligarchy works, who wins, who loses. And I'll be picking up your calls after all. It's Anything Goes weekend here on the Tom Hartman program. 16 minutes past the hour. It's the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around, we'll be right back.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinera is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the National DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever try to get your cholesterol numbers down with diet and exercise? It can be a challenge. Well, Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I love taking my Super Berberine. I feel great afterwards. I always take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Berberine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superberberine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles by using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superberberine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superberberine.com, code TOM.
Where billionaires tower and the common folk crawl, they cut through the safety nets we all depend to hand out tax breaks to their billionaire friends. They call it freedom, but the cost of seeing train food for fortunes and hope for a dream. The people's voice grows quiet, the power shifts, oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works, robbing the people while the wealthy smirk. It's the art of the deal, but the price is steep, selling our democracy while the billionaires reap. We say it's trickle down, but the wells run dry while families struggle, billionaires fly. Fox News whispers lies to keep us in place as billionaire shadows obscure the people's face. They call it freedom, but the cost of seeing drain food for fortunes and hope for a dream. People's voice grows quiet, the power shifts, oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works, robbing the people while the wealthy.
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. How Trump transforms democracy to dictatorship, a warning America can't afford to ignore. That's the title of my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com today. Former Congressman Adam Kinzinger is wondering out loud if President Musk will force Vice President Trump to shut down our government. You know, it's all about raising the debt ceiling, Trump says, so they can roll out the next round of tax cuts for billionaires, something you're not going to hear on Fox so-called news. But the actual story behind this story is even more sinister. We've got a real challenge here today. Today's piece is titled How Oligarchy Works, Who Wins, Who Loses. And, you know, this whole thing, you know, they want to borrow another $5 trillion from you and me and our children and grandchildren so that they can give it to Elon Musk and his billionaire buddies. And like I said, you're not going to hear about this on Fox News. But I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of American Oligarchy, Reclaiming Our Democracy from the Ruling Class. And this is what's going on. In a democracy, we elect representatives who do what the people want. And, for example, this is a polling from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs. 83% of Americans want increased infrastructure spending. 81% want tuition-free community college. 79% want higher Social Security benefits. 72% want tuition-free four-year public college. 62% want government-insured health care coverage. 60% want higher spending on education. 60% want more assistance to the poor. 60% want increased support for Medicare. 60% want increased spending on Social Security. I mean, it goes on, right? None of these things, these are all the things that Democrats want to do, and these are all things that Republicans oppose. So what do Republicans want? Well, the Republican agenda is not a small d Democratic agenda. It's not a democracy agenda. It's not what the people want. It's what the billionaires want. This is the list of, you know, in their priorities. Number one, they want tax cuts for billionaires and giant corporations. They want to extend that tax, you know, the Trump tax cuts beyond next year. They want deregulation of environmental, financial, and food safety protections for average Americans so that they can increase corporate profits. They want to repeal Obamacare and cut access to Medicaid to make more money for the insurance giants. They want to build a wall on the Mexican border and increase deportations. They want hundreds of billions more for defense contractors and private prisons. They want voter suppression and gerrymandering for political gain. They want to criminalize abortion, and they want preemption laws so that red states can prevent blue cities within those red states from, for example, having tighter environmental regulations, higher minimum wages, tighten gun control laws, and protect women's access to health care. So those are that's the agenda of the Republicans. Now, how did this happen? Well, this all started when Lewis Powell got put on the Supreme Court back in 1972. In 76, you had the Buckley decision that said billionaires can fund campaigns. In 78, you had the Bilotti decision saying corporations can do the same because they're persons, too. And then in 2010, of course, they kicked the door. They didn't just kick the door open. They knocked down the walls and just said, hey, billionaires can run the whole show. And that's what we just saw. Elon Musk puts $277 million into a campaign, and Donald Trump gets elected. And now Elon Musk is calling the shots. This is not democracy. What we are looking at right now is full-blown oligarchy. And we need to get solid with it. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom from Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers,
or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Brief. The Senate expects to pass a spending bill in the next 30 minutes to avert a government shutdown. The bill does not include the debt ceiling increase President-elect Donald Trump wanted, to the delight of Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy.
There was no defiance. We just had a disagreement on the bill the other night, and that's fine. You can have disagreement. I represent constituents in Article 1 in Congress. I think we ended up in the right result in the back and forth.
Two people are dead, 60 injured after a car plowed into a Christmas market in Magdeburg, Germany. The BBC's Damian McGuinness says the driver is in custody.
This comes on the back of, over the years, really a lot of concerns of extremism from all sorts of directions. On the one hand, Islamist extremism, far-right extremism. We've had a number of attacks over the past decade or so.
If you're flying to your holiday destination, get to the airport extra early.
You always know that the holidays is going to be a busy time.
A lot of friends are flying, and they told us that these lines are going to be really long.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 years later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 years later. 28 years later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 years later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy, on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. Still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Jordan Love says he's good to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice this weekend, getting ready for Monday Night Football after suffering a knee injury in September and later a groin injury. Now, in late December, quarterback Jordan Love was asked how he's feeling heading into this week's game against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better physically, you know, not really dealing with any lingering injuries. So it feels good being out there, and, you know, it definitely helps being 100% and not having to worry about anything being out there on the field.
The Packers 13.5-point favorites over New Orleans. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Then tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Washington Wizards. The Badgers basketball team hosts the Detroit Mercy Titans Sunday at 1 p.m. Badgers center Stephen Crowell on improving after a rough start to the season.
I just got to keep giving credit to my teammates and my coaches pushing me these past few weeks and just being coachable, I think, is the big thing. You can't point fingers. You got to look yourself in the mirror and just figure it out.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Crowell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 0 to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20, and a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the low 30s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s, dry and mid-30s for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Right now it's 1.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Plus, does MAGA have their pitchforks and torches out for their own speaker, Mike Johnson? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's going to be a wild time. Really great best of shows, by the way, for the next couple of weeks. So just FYI.
This is good. So I have some good news, Tom. I told you earlier this year I donated my 150th gallon. Now I'm at next Saturday I'll be at 155 gallons of blood donated.
Wow! And that's so good for you, Bill. In addition to being such a good thing to do, I mean it really makes you healthy. Yeah. You know, it particularly for men and non-menstruating women. There was a study back a couple of decades ago that was sponsored by the Red Cross that found that if you donate blood twice a year. If you're a man or if you're a woman who's no longer menstruating, your risk of death from all causes, cancer, heart disease, I mean, basically all organic causes, drops by 25%.
That's incredible. Yeah.
It's because you're reducing your iron load in your liver. Back to you. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
No, that's okay. I donate 24 times a year because I donate platelets strictly. My blood type's A positive, so
yeah.
That's the key. You know, that's why I can get anyone who donates whole red blood, they can donate 6 times a year. It's 56 days.
Well, you should do whole red blood at least twice a year to get that benefit that I was telling you about. Because just donating platelets.
I did it earlier this year. Yeah. I'm going to do it here soon, like probably in January. But the good thing is, I'm waiting on a commitment. I'll have NP at National Public Radio follow me around this coming next Saturday, the 28th. Mm-hmm. So that's the day. That's the official day. So I'm working with them trying to get a commitment.
That's
so
great.
I'll have them follow me around. You know, I sit there for an hour and a half. I'm going to get stuck and and all that. And I'll have to take the needle out and I'll show you the machine, the whole thing. So it's going to be it's going to be fun. I have a lot to say about blood donating. I could spurt it all out here, Tom, but I got to get to other people anyway. You got to. So
it's a great Christmas
I just
gift
wanted
for
to get
others,
that out.
For the world. You know, it's a holiday gift. Yeah. Yeah.
My blood goes to Children's Hospital. It just went to Nicholas Children's Hospital, Nicholas. So, here in Orlando. So,
yeah.
But I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays and all that and wish everybody, go donate blood because January is National Blood Donor Month, which still gets to me because I think what happened when they probably named it, people would get drunk during the holidays, right, Tom? And they'll have to sober up in January, right? They have to get the alcohol out of the system, so they figure they'll donate blood. I don't know how else they think about it.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have worked for December. I get it.
It won't work. Not this time of year. Go. You don't want to go in there. I've talked to them about it. People have gone in there drunk, and I don't drink. And thankfully, I don't drink. But people have gone in there drunk, and it's not. It's probably not a good thing.
Probably not. Yeah.
But anyway.
All righty. Well, Bill, thanks for that, and congratulations, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is for you. I wish you the very best. And your family.
Thanks, Tom. And we'll talk next year, okay? I'll let you know with NPR. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
Take
Bill.
Take care. Thank you. Yep.
From Bill to Bill, this is Bill in St. Helens, Oregon. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I want to discuss this concept of electing a private citizen speaker. I make my quick case here.
Right. If I can just real quickly, for people who don't know what you're talking about, Rand Paul has proposed that if they kick out Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House, that they replace him with Elon Musk. And the president has to be a citizen and 35 years old and all that. And the leader of the Senate is the vice president who has those same requirements. But the Speaker of the House, who is number three in secession for the president, if the president and VP go down in flames, literally, then the Speaker of the House becomes president. That job does not require anything. There are no requirements for that, so Elon Musk could become Speaker of the House. Back to you, Bill.
No, he actually can't. Okay, I'm going to make two caveats.
Because.
Thomas Jefferson reemphasized a number of times that the Constitution was written for the common man. It says what it means, and it means what it says. And to allow any form of tortured logic is just to open a constitutional Pandora's box, caveat number one. Simple interpretation. Caveat number two, I did contracting for many years, and in contracts, two words are used quite often, may and shall. May has wiggle room. Shall is absolute. It allows no sidebars. It allows no, you know, misinterpretation. All right. So just a little lead-in. Article 1, Section 1, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. And that's important because that's who has the legislative powers, the House of Representatives. Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives, who would have all legislative power, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. Now, that tiny little paragraph defined both the composition and defined who a member would be.
Right.
Now what's more interesting is you read further down, every time they talk about the powers of the House, they say each House shall be the judge of terms, qualifications, and of its own members. Each House may determine the rules and punish its members, may expel its members. Every single caveat refers to its members, and yet Article 1, Section 2 clearly defined members as chosen every second year by the people of the several states. So,
Who have been citizens for 7 years and are at least 25 years old.
Yes, and all that. And it's the member. That's the question. Mm-hmm. Musk cannot be a member by the definition of Article 1, Section. Musk cannot be a member. If he cannot be a member, then he can't be part of the composition. That's just straightforward.
No, it simply says the House, if Section 5, the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. It doesn't say that the speaker must be a member of the House. It simply says that they choose their speaker.
Are we really?
I'm reading it.
I understand that. What is the word composed? What is the word composed? If he's has a position in the
shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall
we're kind of playing the game about they shall make their own rules, and now we have the filibuster. The problem with that is they didn't put anything in to prevent the Senate from instituting the filibuster. Had they, the Senate would not have a filibuster.
Well, first off, Bill, this has never been adjudicated, so either one of us could be right or wrong. Because ultimately the interpretation of the Constitution is up to the Supreme Court. But setting that aside, I have not heard a single constitutional scholar, and there's been a bunch of them talking about this on television the last 24 hours since Rand Paul and Marjorie Taylor Greene proposed Elon Musk for Speaker, arguing the position that you're taking. Everybody is saying, you know, the Constitution is essentially silent on this, and so therefore Musk could be Speaker of the House. And we had this conversation a couple of years ago when, you know, the last time there was a major battle over the Speaker of the House, and there was some talk about bringing in somebody from the outside. And I think it was, what were they thinking about? Bringing in former President Bush or something. They wanted to bring some, you know, washed up politician in to be Speaker. I don't recall who it was.
Yeah. Well, numerous constitutional sites also enumerate, even if not the Constitution, numerous constitutional sites enumerate the powers of the Speaker of the House. And one of them that's come up repeatedly is one of his powers would be signing bills and resolutions that are passed by the House of Representatives. Now, are we going to argue that an unelected speaker...
Where does it say that?
No, that's my point. They're going through the
powers... No, where does it say that the speaker shall sign bills?
I'm doing the thing that Republicans love to do. I'm going off book.
Oh, so you're not quoting the Constitution. You're offering an opinion.
I'm not offering. If you go to various constitutional sites and they go through the typical powers of a speaker, one of the typical powers, they say administering the oaths of office, referring bills to committees, administering votes, counting and declaring votes, recognizing members of the House.
You're talking House rules. House rules can be amended with a simple majority vote.
Tom, I think we're. if someone tells me that my household is comprised of five family members and I happen to have a dog, and they say, but the dog is not a member of your household, I think you're actually doing exactly what I'm claiming. You're torturing the logic. Shall be composed.
Well, I'm not the only one doing it, Bill. I'm telling you, every constitutional scholar that I've heard on television and so far or read says, yes, Elon Musk could be Speaker of the House. The first person that I've heard say no is you, and you're not able to cite a single word in the Constitution that supports your position.
The Speaker cannot be, an unelected Speaker cannot be, make up the composition of the House. Yeah. He cannot make up the composition. If he can't make up the composition, how can he have any authority?
I understand your logic, Bill, and you know, you may well be right, but you're going to have to ask six Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court at the end of the day. Bill, I got to run. Thanks for the call. That's thought-provoking. I appreciate your contribution to the discussion today. Thank you. It's coming up on 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges.
To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. You govern with disdain. You stacked the court with chaos and left us all in pain, Mr. Trump. You've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain.
Welcome back. You're picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to share some thoughts on one tactic that folks might use to fight back against the billionaires who are taking over our government.
Okay.
One of the challenges in generating the necessary citizen response to this ominous threat is that most of the public has no real sense of what it means to be a billionaire, nor any comprehension of the truly enormous gap between the lives and interests of the billionaires versus their own.
Right.
The word billionaire is tossed around a lot now, in part because it becomes so politically, economically active, but the term is often interpreted as just a simple label for rich. But the difference is so much more than that, and to help illustrate the magnitude, I've done a little math.
Okay.
A simple billionaire with just $1 billion could literally spend $100,000 every day for 27 years before the money was gone. If one assumed they just earned a modest 4% per year on their billion, they could spend $100,000 a day forever.
Right.
Elon Musk, the world's richest person and someone who's taking it upon himself, the role of telling Congress how to slash spending for the public, is worth a purported $400 billion. He could literally spend $1 million a day for over 1,000 years and never run out of money.
Yep.
Anyone listening can get a calculator and do the math.
Yep.
These billionaires like Musk are people that seriously live in an entirely different world than the average citizens.
Yep.
People need to realize these billionaires don't give a damn about average citizens. They could care less about the cost of groceries. If we can help people come to realize that, hopefully we can reduce the ability of these billionaires to buy our elections.
Yeah, there's a few good ones. I think, you know, Mark Cuban and J.B. Pritzker are concerned about the average person. But by and large, Marty, your math is solid, and I agree with your perspective, and well said. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and yours. Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Before I get to my question, your rant in the beginning, throw it out. I watch Bloomberg. I must be the only moron that watched the stock exchange. There's going to be three separate bills. One's going to be a farm bill. One's going to be something else. And the debt ceilings are not included in any. And the second, take our governor off the map. He's not running for president because Durbin's thinking of stepping down. He'll be 83 years old in 2026.
Who are we talking about? I missed that name.
Durbin.
Oh, Dick Durbin.
He's our senator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just stepping down, so Pritzker's going to want that seat.
Oh, interesting.
His term's up.
So is Durbin up for re-election in 26?
Yeah, in 2026, which your state and our state are the same. Your governor runs, our governor runs.
Uh-huh.
Your top guy is up, our top guy is up.
Oh, interesting.
But you know, so Durbin's going to run for Senate. Well, Pritzker's going to run for Senate. Why? He's there for life. But
yeah.
Why I called is, when we win, say, because it's going to take more than $280 million to get J.D. Vance elected,
yeah,
is it time to smack this guy, Elon Musk, in the Supreme Court like, you're going to jail? I think you're traitors to this country. We find you guilty, you can be executed.
Guilty of what?
That's the only way. Huh?
Guilty of what? I mean, buying an election was legalized by five Republicans in the Supreme Court.
I know. Here's the thing. They don't seem to need a reason why we're guilty of anything. Because I'll tell you something, Tom. You go after Liz Cheney, you better watch our father go after somebody in his family.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to stand for his daughter.
Well, I'm not sure how active Dick is these days. I you know, we haven't heard a peep from him. In fact, you know, Liz said that he was going to vote for Kamala Harris, but he never said a word. I have a feeling, you know, he's had really serious heart problems, and he's an old guy. I have a feeling he's not all here with us right now.
But what do you think, Tom? So it's time to punch these billionaires in the mouth? They don't seem to need a reason.
I think it's time to get money out of politics. And that, you know, that would be an effective punch in the mouth to them, Russ. But, I get it. Russ, thanks a lot, and happy holidays. Sharon in Minneapolis. Hey, Sharon, what's up?
Hi, Tom, and thank you. I have a very controversial recommendation for President Biden as he goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he should bestow upon Jane Fonda the Presidential Medal of Honor. And
I agree with that.
And I think it should be, because when you think about how we got into it, knowing that it was an unwinnable war, and we went on and on with that until Bob McNamara came in with his project 100,000, and sent all of these disadvantaged people, these mentally challenged people, into that war. And all of these billions of dollars that were made by chemical companies, aircraft companies, and Bob McNamara was given the Presidential Medal of Honor.
Which is crazy, because he's the guy who lied Lyndon Johnson into the war in Vietnam. He promoted the lie, knowing it was a lie, for 2 weeks before LBJ figured out that he had basically started the Vietnam War based on a lie. And then LBJ was stuck.
And then Jane Fonda, she made a mistake by being, you know, taking a picture with the North Vietnam.
Yeah.
And she got the dubious name of
Hanoi Jane,
And she actually saved lives. Her actions actually saved lives.
Yep.
And then later on, we get into the Gulf War. Knowing the history of Vietnam and the Gulf War was an unwinnable war.
Yep.
And W. Bush gets a Medal of Honor for, you know, being president. Cheney gets billions of dollars from the Blackwater. And all these people are making money, and people's lives were destroyed.
Yeah. No, excellent points all. Thank you very much, Sharon. And Jane Fonda for Congressional Medal or Presidential Medal of Honor. I love Jane Fonda. She's been on this program a number of times. She's still out there working hard, and I believe she's in her 80s. She is just, she's the Energizer Bunny of the left. She's just great. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show for a Christmas edition of Motown Monday. We'll stroll down memory lane with some of your favorite Christmas songs and get you ready for the holiday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The deadline to avert a government shutdown is right this minute, and the Senate is poised to approve the stopgap spending plan the House had passed hours earlier. CBS's Carissa Lawson reports the bill will fund the government through mid-March.
The GOP spent the day working to win support from their own ranks.
We are excited about this outcome tonight. We're grateful that everyone stood together to do the right thing. And having gotten this done now as the last order of business for the year, we are set up for a big and important new start in January.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. The bill includes $100 billion in disaster relief funds and $10 billion in farm aid. It does not include the debt ceiling increase President-elect Donald Trump had hoped for. At least two people, one a small child, are dead and 60 are injured after a driver plowed his car into an outdoor Christmas market in eastern Germany. The BBC's Damian McGinnis.